Gajede Bakarja Augusta Falcha Rov Aleg Heg Ardash Sinn Féin. A special Ked Meta Falcha to Friends of Sinn Féin USA and representatives of the North American Labour Movement. And best wishes to the President of the Friends of Sinn Féin USA, Jim Cullen, who is seriously ill. Falcha also to Friends of Sinn Féin in Canada, and welcomes to our comrades from Cuba, Greece, Britain, from the Basque Country, from GUI NGL, and to all our foreign signatories and diplomats. A slán awalya to the Cuban ambassador Hermes and his band Kelia Anna. Love and solidarity greetings to the people of Palestine and the Gaza Strip. And solidarity also to the people of Catalonia. Ta Mahaj Kancha Anakhtar Son Makara, Ogus Makamradi, Ogus Argyonara, Martin McGuinness, Ogus de Burney, Ogus de Clan, Atal Lynn and Shaw. We miss Martin. We miss all those comrades who died in the last year and in the decades of conflict. Spragan Shade, Mwedge, Gojee, and La Shaw, Lena Isling. I was first elected Uachtaráin Sinn Féin in 1983. The war in the north was raging, and the hunger strikes 2 years before, and the deaths of Bobby Sands, they had dramatically altered the political landscape. Bobby's election in Fermanagh South Tyrone, Kieran Dox and Kevin Monaghan, Paddy Agnew and Louth, and the anti-H Bloc Armagh candidates elsewhere brought us into a new phase of struggle. Republicans had been at the heart of a culture of resistance, correctly, and I stress this, correctly standing strong against the brutality of the British state. Our leadership set about transforming that culture into a culture of change. In my first Ardash speech as Uachtaráin, I said we needed an all-Ireland struggle. I warned against Sinn Féin activists standing on the sidelines, separate from and isolated from the people. And that imperative holds true today. I told that Ardash that Sinn Féin's policies are not just some pleasant aims for some future hope for United Ireland, but are tough, practical policies that can give leadership and provide results. I reiterated our goals, the unity of the people and the end of partition. It's hard to say reiterate when you're stuck up here. This had to, I said, and has to include our unionist neighbours, who have every right to a full and equal involvement in shaping the future of this island. And I contended then, as I do today, that the economy should serve the people, not the other way around. The struggle, that struggle for equality and fairness continues. And Sinn Féin, your party, are now in the leadership of that battle. 20 years ago, Caoimhín Ó Caoláin was our sole Teach Na Dála. Fear mBaol, Caoimhín agus Do Bhan Iontach Bridge. Now we have 23 TDs, 7 Seanadóirí, 4 MEPs representing all parts of this island, 27 MLAs, 7 MPs and over 250 councillors. And today, over 500,000 people vote for Sinn Féin. Furthermore, the perpetual unionist majority built into the gerrymandered northern state is gone. Agus ba mhaith liom sibh a léig a thraslú as cuidiú chun seo a bhaint amach. And if I was asked by anybody, how do we measure Sinn Féin? I would say, judge us on the changes we bring about. That's what Sinn Féin is. The Republican Party for positive change and equality for the people. Who here remembers Margaret Thatcher? For many of my generation, she will be forever linked with the hunger strikes. But she's more than that. Her right-wing conservative government increased poverty and destroyed lives. Thatcherism was for tax breaks, for big business and the elites. Thatcher was against workers' rights and against public services. Do you recognize the similarities? Thatcher is gone. Thatcher is gone, but her legacy lives on in our Taoiseach. His republic, limited to 26 counties, extends only to those who get up early in the morning to go to the gym, on the way to a highly paid job with big expenses and gold-plated pensions. Well, good luck to them. But Sinn Féin makes no apologies for also standing with those who get up early to commute into cities where they cannot afford to live. We stand with those who get up early to drop their children to school or the childminder if they can get childcare. We stand with those who care for sick friends, for neighbours or family. We stand with those living in rural Ireland without proper services and opportunities. We stand with those unable to work. We stand with citizens who work long hours for low pay or who struggle to pay health costs. Taoiseach Bradker's Republic of Opportunity is a May Fain Republic, a contradiction. And how can Micheál Martin say he is for an Ireland for all when he's propping up a government for the few? This conservative May Fainism is a million miles away from the vision of the 1916 proclamation. A genuine republic would not allow over 3,000 children to be homeless. Would not allow patients, many of them elderly, some of them vulnerable children, to be left lying on hospital trolleys, or 600,000 people on growing hospital waiting lists. A genuine republic would support citizens with intellectual or physical disabilities and their families. A genuine republic would not tolerate disadvantage and inequality or corruption and scandals. Sinn Féin has a different set of core values from the elites who run this island. We believe in rights. We believe in freedom. We believe in equality. We believe in solidarity. Sinn Féin believes that society must be shaped so that all citizens can achieve their full potential. That includes citizens in rural Ireland, that we make no apologies for standing up for public services, including a genuine health service across this island. We believe in everyone's right to a home. We also want to extend the vote in presidential elections to the North and the diaspora. And Sinn Féin fully supports the repeal of the 8th Amendment. Women and their doctors need legal protection. Women deserve or are entitled to be trusted and respected. That's the Sinn Féin message. Brexit is the single greatest threat to Irish people for generations, and that's why we opposed the referendum and why we've consistently called for special status for the North within the European Union. Of course, we're critical of the European Union, but I want to commend our spokespersons on this issue, and especially our team of MEPs who, unlike the Irish government, have shown real leadership. The government has only recently wakened up to the reality that Brexit on British government terms is not acceptable. It will be disastrous for Irish business and farming in every single part of this island. It will destroy the rights of citizens in the north. It is not compatible with the Good Friday Agreement. Leo Varadkar needs to stand up for the interests of all the people of this island. He has a veto. Leo should use the veto. He needs to be more like Michael Collins and less like Cue Grant. The executive collapsed 10 months ago when Martin McGuinness resigned following allegations from within the DUP of corruption by the DUP. Since March, led by Michelle O'Neill, Sinn Féin has been working hard to restore the political institutions. We want to deliver for everyone in the North on the basis of respect, tolerance and equality. And the denial of these modest rights would not be tolerated in Dublin or London, and they will not be tolerated in the six counties in the north of this island. The DUP's opposition to these basic rights means there is no executive. And the British government has been complicit in this. Through her pact with the DUP, Theresa May has prioritised her own political survival. And we met with the Taoiseach this week, and we'll meet with the British Prime Minister next week. And we told the Taoiseach that it's now time for the governments to act. If the executive is to be re-established, the role of the Irish government will be decisive. It can be neither neutral or neutered on this matter. These issues aren't going away, and the only way forward is through honouring agreements, not breaking them. No British government has any right to any involvement in Irish affairs. That's our credo. But until the British government leaves our country, the least they can do is to deliver on their obligations, and the least an Irish government can do is to insist on this. Those of us who want a united Ireland must articulate that clearly and in the context of the Good Friday Agreement. And we have to persuade our unionist neighbours to support a new and agreed Ireland in which orange and green can live together in prosperity and harmony. We have so much in common. We have to ensure that everyone's rights are underpinned, and an agreed Ireland has to guarantee unionists their rights. The future is for the people to decide peacefully and democratically. Several months ago, I wrote to the leaders of the political parties and the independents in the Oireachtas, proposing the establishment of an all-party committee on Irish unity. The Fianna Fáil leader has rejected this. So too has the Taoiseach. Why? Isn't it telling that the leader of Fianna Fáil, the Republican Party, and the leader of Fine Gael, the United Ireland Party, are preventing the Oireachtas from discussing the future of this island? So what will Sinn Féin do? Sinn Féin will bring forward a white paper on Irish unity. Sinn Féin will make the aim of a new agreed Ireland the primary focus of any government that we're part of. Sinn Féin will campaign for a referendum on unity to be held and to be won in the next 5 years. So don't let Leo and don't let Michal tell you that this is not right or this is not achievable. It is achievable and it will be achieved with or without them. Sinn Féin will be in government in the North if and when there is agreement. We need to prepare also for being in government on Republican terms in Dublin. Gokinsha, Brahe and Shaw are in Meads, Chakti, Dala, Abay, Topa, Ugin. The Fine Gael, the Fianna Fáil, the leaderships of the Dublin establishment, including the Independent Media Group, they don't want Sinn Féin in government because they and their cronies have run this state for nearly 100 years in their own interests. And they know we will bring an end to corruption, an end to cronyism, and an end to Gumbinism. They know that a Sinn Féin-led government will mind people. If someone is in trouble, it will help them. If someone has fallen down, it will pick them up. Matadini on gan tinton, be fossu on dove. That's the sort of government that is needed, a government of equality, decency and fairness. Now, my friends, I'm very proud to have served Sinn Féin as Uachtaráin since 1983. Of course, before my time, before our time, there were other leaders who kept the flame alive, August Tamwich, Fake, Dave Shea Fosta. And we're also very conscious that 20 of our members were murdered during the conflict. We're indebted to them and to their families. Last year, Martin McGuinness and I said there was a plan for change in the party leadership as part of the process of regeneration and renewal. I thought we needed to come here to tell you, not to tell the media, but to tell you, our comrades. 10 years after entering government with Ian Paisley, Martin's intention was to step down as Deputy First Minister on May the 8th. And then life punched us in the face. Martin's illness, the Kashmiri scandal, brought that date forward. Martin was a leading member of our leadership team. I've been enormously privileged to be part of an amazing and evolving collective leadership. It has included, in times past, in hard and oppressive times and in different phases at national level, men and women like Maura Drum, John Joe McGurr, Joe Cahill, Rita O'Hare, Lucilita Brannock, Mitchell McLaughlin, Donny Morrison, Pat Doherty, Martin himself, Tom Hartley, Quibin O'Quillon, Jim Gibney, Ted, Desi, Don, Sheena Campbell, Sean McManus, Martin Ferris, and many, many, many more. Some of them remain active today, along with many others, too many for me to acknowledge. And if you're not mentioned on that list, please don't take the needle. Everybody's contribution is important. Everybody's contribution is valued. I'm looking back on a history that has passed. But may I say, I'm delighted to see so many of these comrades here, especially Councillor Joe Riley. Come on, Joe. Many comrades have given their entire lives to our struggle. They saw beyond the hardship of the moment and they embraced hope. And that resilience, like the peace process, is opposed by those who uphold the status quo. But despite them, we have prevailed. One of our greatest achievements has been, with John Hume and others, to build a peace process. We've also recast Sinn Féin into an effective All-Ireland Republican Party with clear policy and political objectives and the means to achieve them through democratic and peaceful forms of struggle where none existed before. Republicanism has never been stronger. This is our time. We will grow even stronger in the future, but leadership means knowing when it's time for change. And that time is now. I will not be standing for the Dáil in the next election, neither will my friend and comrade Martin Ferris. And I want to thank Martin, Marie and our clan for years of service to the Republic. This is also my last Ardes. Also, my last Ardes. This is the important bit. This is also my last Ardes as Uachtaráin Hen Féin. I will be asking the incoming Ard Comhairle to agree a date in 2018 for a special Ardes to elect our next Uachtaráin. I have always seen myself as a team player, as a team builder. I have complete confidence in the leaders we have elected this weekend and in the next generation of leaders. And I want to thank everyone who has welcomed me into their homes and communities and have made me part of countless campaigns, countless elections and countless negotiations. And I want to especially thank the people of West Belfast and the people of Louth, including Richard McCauley, for your unswerving support and solidarity. I firmly believe that one person can make a difference. And the first step in making a difference is believing that you can be that person. One woman, one man doing their best. That's what it takes. You don't have to do as much as Martin McGuinness did, but we all have to do our best, and we have to do it together. That's been the key of our successes so far. Doing our best, moving forward, united, strong, and together. So na hapere, Johnny, you are important. You are the nation builders. You are the makers of the future. Finally, my thanks to Colette. I've been very lucky. We are now married 47 years. There have been ups and downs. The prison ship Maidstone, Belfast Prison, Long Cash, the Hiss Blocks, and years of life on the run. But love has prevailed over everything life has thrown at us. We have been blessed with Gerard, the best son anyone could wish for, and Roisin, the best daughter-in-law, and with them came Dritla and Lishna and Dana and Rudin. The Gar Paisti is far Sagon. August is McGra Shiv Alig. So I would like my friend Martin Ferris to come up here with me. I'm feeling lonely. We are going to continue to go forward and fumble up the boo, Lani Midja Arai, Lahelia Akarja, Mila Buehas.